So taking a little bit of time to gather yourself into the posture that suits you. See if you can engage in your posture in a way that embodies some friendliness, as if you were greeting yourself as a friend. Now, often with our friends, we lean in, we're interested. And yet, we know that it really helps if we're a little settled back, so that we're grounded and can meet our friend from some place of stability. Bringing a friendly interest to the practice through this embodiment. And letting the breathing help to settle a little more. The out-breath, just feel it move through, relaxing any spots in the body that feel a little tight or braced. And letting yourself be aware too of how the mood is. Opening to any struggle with the mood. Just letting it be known. Opening in a friendly interest to that as you would to a friend. Ah, you're feeling this way. Ah, yes. And if your friend is a bit troubled, you might embrace your friend. Can we do that for ourselves? A little soothing touch, strong supportive posture. Give ourselves a little hug. What do you need? Sometimes our friend is feeling just peachy, and we smile, we rejoice with them. So letting that too be a possibility. and continuing to practice with the simplicity of breathing. Feeling breathing in and breathing out. Gently gathering the awareness into the breathing as a way to settle, to calm, to relax, and to let all the busyness and the concerns for this short time, to just let them be. It's okay. Can we just let them be for now? And keep coming back to breathing. In challenging times, it can be really difficult to meet the moment as it is. And so we might engage a little with a phrase that I've picked up from meditation teacher Sylvia Boorstein. And the phrase is, may I meet this moment, kind of implying, may I meet this moment as it is. May I meet this moment. So not adding that extra. May I meet this moment. Maybe as it is. May I meet this moment as it is. Perhaps a little noting periodically of that phrase on the in-breath. See too if the phrase can help you embody meeting the moment. Open to it. Not the moment we imagine is going on, but just this. Just this split second. And the other part of Sylvia Boorstein's phrase after a gentle whisper, may I meet this moment. May I meet it as a friend. May I meet it as a friend. And so you might find that helpful. I find it moves beautifully on the out-breath. May I meet it as a friend. May I meet this moment on the in-breath. May I meet it as a friend on the out-breath. Perhaps not every time, but periodically, as encouragement. And so as the mind wanders, as the moods lead it or follow the direction of thought, we might encourage ourselves, may I meet this as a friend, this thought, this mood, this sensation. Even the second arrows, may I meet them too as a friend. Perhaps in so doing, transforming them into flowers. whatever shows up, meeting it as a friend. Settling into body, into breathing, with a friendly awareness that meets and greets all things. Knowing too, we can use the simple phrase, may I meet this moment, may I meet it as a friend, or two phrases. We can use them in daily life. Especially when things are difficult. And noticing too, as we begin to finish, any benefits from the practice, from the phrases. And with the phrases, noticing how they may have helped with intention for presence, for friendliness. Gentle reminders. and dedicating any benefits from the practice to our own welfare and that of all others whose lives we touch. May we all be safe. May we all be healthy. May we all be happy. May we all have a friendly awareness. May we all be peaceful and live with ease. A friendly ease.